and bringing them up here, I think, is a win for our community and for those teams. So I really believe that the Big Ten teams in the state of Michigan should play the other Michigan schools instead of running out east or, you know, going out somewhere else. I really believe in that, and I think it's important not only for our programs, but I think it's important for the state of Michigan and college hockey. I just think it's a thing to do.
All right, we'll have more questions, and we'll preview the series coming up against the Spartans, speaking of the Big Ten, when we come back here on the Mel Pearson Show.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click Northern Footcare.com.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
Coke Zero goes with things like this. This. And this. Coke Zero tastes like this.
He shoots! He scores!
It sounds like this. It feels like this. So when the game is on, try it with this. Coke Zero. Real Coca-Cola taste. Zero calories, zero sugar.
The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub is now featuring the Endless Pasta Festival, starting at $11.99. With five pastas and five sauces, the combinations are endless. The sauces include marinara, Alfredo, meat sauce, sun-dried tomato cream sauce, and three cheese marinara with spinach. Have as many combinations as you like, including endless salad and breadsticks. Taste something great for a limited time at the library in downtown Houghton during the Endless Pasta Festival.
Next question for Coach Pearson. By the way, if your initials are DE and you sent that question in, for some reason the email is not working. I said, I don't have it. You're going to have to send that again. You know who you are. All right. The next question. Much has been made about how wonderful Bemidji and Lake State are playing, yet looking at who they've played, it just doesn't play out that way. Seems the way we play this weekend, we can win against them and just about anybody. I guess they want your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, and they're both playing well, and I think they're, you know, Lake State's much improved, and Damon's done a real good job over there, so I'm not surprised. Bemidji, the way they play, and they've got, you know, good goaltending back. They've got a lot of forwards back, and I'm not surprised by their record. But having said that, I think, you know, you can look at strength of schedule. You can look at where they've played their games. I think both Lake State and Bemidji have had four home games and only two road games. And we've currently had, boy, Dirk, how many have we had on the road? Seven? We've had seven.
Yeah,
road,
well, nine of our first 12 were on the road.
Yeah, so we've had seven road games already. And, I think you can factor some things into that, but that doesn't take anything away from, I think, how they're playing and, a true reflection of their team. So, but still, you know, going on the road versus playing at home is a lot different. And, we haven't lost at home. So, you like to play all your games at home, but that doesn't work that way. And we played the number one team in the country. I don't know what Minnesota State's ranked this week, but I'm sure the top 10, and Michigan might fall a little bit after losing on the road this weekend. But still, we played three pretty good hockey teams as far as that goes. And then we're undefeated in our other four. So, and we played all those guys on the road. So having said that, we're making progress. We knew it'd be a tough first half with all our road games. And, But the most important thing is that we can continue to improve. And I, like I keep saying, I think those games have really helped us in some areas and understand how we need to play and how tough it is. And then the second half, you know, we got to make sure we're a lot like last year. We only lost one game, I think, going into the Ferris game. I think we'd only lost once before we played the last game there. So, and that's it. You want to build. You want to continue to get better right through the end of the year.
Next question is, Coach, can you clarify the five-minute interference penalty against Denver Pierce when he hit Tyler Hannon and why that was just a five-minute and not a misconduct?
Yeah, I think, you know, you'd have to ask the referees. I didn't bring them over and ask them or anything like that. I mean, I think they were just wondering if they're, you know, contact to the head there because, you know, he did catch him a little bit and it was from behind, but it's not in the boards. I'm not quite sure. I think
they have, you know, that discretion.
They have the discretion, and they didn't want to throw him out of the game. I mean, and one thing I do like is when guys get hit from behind or anything like that, if they're not hurt, they get up. And like Tyler did, and their guy, when Gouldy hit him, he got right up. And I think that's good. You know, even though they both called 5 minutes on those, I mean, I just think that takes some pressure off the referees and the guys get up and play. But, yeah, I like I said, it's at their discretion. And, you know, it was an open ice hit, so it wasn't into the boards or anything like that. So I think that's probably why they didn't give him the misconduct.
Mel, are today's players just as tenacious and aggressive and crazy as they were back in the day, or are they softer today?
Wow. Well, I don't know. You know, looking at that 75 team and Whitey and Petey when they came in and the way they were. But times have changed. Times have changed, you know. There's no question about it. And, you know, with social media and everything going on, you know, you have to be careful. But getting back to the point, are they just as tenacious? I would say yes. I mean, the pace of the game now and the aggressiveness of the game, not only at our level, but the National Hockey League. And I was just talking to an NHL general manager last week about a trade that they had made. And he was saying, well, we want our team to be aggressive and up-tempo and be able to skate and tenacious and all those words. So, yes, the game has changed. And even Danny Bylsma, one time coaching Buffalo now when he's in Pittsburgh, told me, you know, they expect everybody to finish their checks now, whether you're Sidney Crosby or whomever it is, you know, and that's the way the game's going. So, yes, they are as tenacious, they are as hungry, they work as hard, you know, with all the strength and conditioning and the nutrition and everything involved now in the testing, they're probably better conditioned than they were. So Bruce Abbey might suggest otherwise. He was on the 75 team. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting. They came in after our game Friday night. I got to tell this story. So Friday night, I go in, and after our game, I have quick 2 minutes with the team and just, if that, you know, tell them this, that, and whatever. And then I go into the coach's room, and I had to go back in the locker room for some reason. It's Pearson's Pals. So Pearson's Pals, the family, you know, the family that comes, and so far that's going extremely well. They wanted to, they always can ask for their top player, top two players I'd like to get pictures with or autographs. So I had to go back in and get a couple of players. And I walk in, and there's Jim Warden, who is the, you know, 76 Olympic goalie, played at Tech. Bobby Lormer, who is captain here, 75, you know, all Stanley Cup champion, and Bruce Abbey, who was a great player here at Tech. All three of them, and it's Jim Warden. He's holding court and giving these guys a pep talk, and I sort of went in and then got out of there, but you know, a minute later, and he's still going, you know, and so I finally had to go in and just say Jimmy, but I guess he was just so. They felt so passionate that he's in there talking about the program and the history and whatnot. So anyway, I'm glad they had a great time, those guys.
All right. Well, we're out of time, Coach.
Out of time.
Yeah. And a couple of questions that we can actually save these for next week, too, because they're just general questions. But thanks for all your questions. Big series against
Coach
Anastas.
Yeah. Michigan State, yeah, they're looking to, you know, rebound this year. They had a little bit of an off year, but they've got very good players, had a good recruiting class, breaking in a new goalie like we are. They played much better the last three games. They played Denver, which is, top three teams in the nation right now. Two tight one-goal games, and they beat Princeton this weekend. So we expect, hard-fought games down there. I think they're playing much better defensively. And, they always give us good games. But we encourage all our fans in the southeast, southwest Michigan to come on out. We get great turnouts like we did at Northern. I want to thank Mitch's Misfits for just a fantastic turnout in Marquette. It was a lot of fun. So wherever we seem to play, we have great fans. But we're looking forward to taking on Michigan State, a Big Ten team. And I know our players are excited, and they'll be ready to go.
Thanks a lot. That's Coach Pearson with the Mel Pearson Show. We'll get some of these questions in that we didn't get in. We'll do it next week. And again, you can always email them, dj@themix93.com. See you at the games.
Broadcasting WKMJ FM Hancock.
Tequila Bay, Greenland, Covington.
This is Mix 93, WKMJ.